Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
We're also knee-deep into the second season of the launch on CTV. In studio right now, we have one of the chosen one, the chosen one.
The chosen one from last night's episode.
T. Thomason.
Hey!
Thomason.
Congratulations.
Thomason.
Thanks for having me.
I'm saying your name correctly. Thomason, right?
Thomason, that's
Thomason.
Right.
Congratulations. How's it feel?
Feels amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's overwhelming, but it's, you know, it's an amazing feeling. It feels like everything I've been working for.
What's been the most surprising aspect of being on this end of the launch experience?
I think just all the response online. You know, I've been getting really beautiful messages and really beautiful Aww. Stories, and it's kind of mind-boggling.
Tell us what you know, that when you say beautiful stories, what does that all mean?
Yeah, I mean, I got a story last night just before I went to bed from somebody, and she messaged me and said, "Hey, I watched the launch with my mom, and I'm gay, and my mom is really religious, and she's never acknowledged that I'm gay, and we both cried, and I've never seen her respond to any queer person like that before."
Really?
Isn't that something?
Yeah, that was pretty, I was like, oh, wow, okay.
The impact. The impact that you have.
And, you know, thank you.
That's wonderful that this show has great storytelling and great music. Now let's talk about the great music part of this, T.
Yes.
You get to work with Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah.
And actually, you got one-on-one with this mentor. What did you learn from this other person from Halifax?
Well, she was just amazing, you know, and she had so many good, like, little nuggets to just take with you forever, and a lot about, like, breathing and, you know, how to access your breathing when you're singing and technique with singing, and that was so cool to get that input from her, and it's something that, you know, I've always been working on, but I just will work harder after.
Yeah, that, right. So she's so good at that, and she's been performing for a long time. Now, let's talk about you being a performer, not just on the launch, but you've been performing for a long time.
Yeah.
Where did that all begin?
You know, my family is in the arts as well, and both of them are actors and writers and directors, both my parents. So I kind of just have always grown up around film sets or theater sets and just been doing it from a super, super young age. Yeah.
That's really cool. Yeah, I could tell that there was a performance angle to you when I saw you on the launch last night, that he gets it. He's in that space.
Thank you.
Because you can be a great singer.
Right.
But not really perform to others.
Not really
perform
that other thing. Yeah,
that's right.
You've got that other thing.
You've got it. So let's talk about the funny thing that you do when you are on tour, because you've been on tour.
Yes.
And what do you do with your fans? What's the connection you have with your fans, T?
Well, it all started with a single that I dropped like a while ago. And in a bunch of the photos, I was like, you know what? I really need to wear Crocs in these press photos. And since then, people have been showing up at my shows wearing Crocs.
In Crocs?
Oh, yeah.
So that's the thing now.
Sending me memes, all kind of Croc memes. Any, like, new Croc fashion that happens, I don't even have to find out. People just send it to me the morning
of, like, that sounds like a double negative, Croc fashion.
Well, it's a thing.
I'm going to tell you, though, I just saw the other day, because yesterday I got to work with T on the Marilyn Dennis Show. You're going to see his performance this morning. And he gave me a new pair of launch Crocs.
Come on,
they're bright yellow and fantastic. I wore them all day yesterday. You know, there are Croc purses and backpacks now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure you're aware.
There's Croc sneakers on
Look
my
at you.
Feet.
Are those Croc sneakers?
These are Croc sneakers.
Have you seen the Croc fanny packs that are circulating?
That's
oh my
yeah.
About.
These are very strange.
Yes, yes. Oh, I don't know if I'll go
brought to you by Croc.
Hey, listen, you've made them cool.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Oh my gosh, so many great texts, Jamar.
Absolutely. Shout out to the relationship crew right now. If you're in a relationship and you feel a little guilty that you're hiding a secret from your partner, hey, relax and lighten up. Wait till you hear these. We're all doing it. Someone texted this. I was raised British. British immigrant father, British grandparents, lovely mother. However, everything we ate, watched, and did was the good old English way. So HP sauce was basically like our ketchup.
Yeah.
My husband says he hates the HP sauce, thinks it's disgusting. Well, I put it in literally almost everything I cook, and I do most of the cooking. And he loves the cooking. So anytime I add more of the sauce to a dish and he sees me, he says, "I don't know how you eat that stuff. It's nasty." I just feel like laughing evil. Little do you know, my friend.
You have to have some HP sauce, Jamar. It's good stuff.
Is it good stuff?
Her husband texted us and said the secret that he was keeping was that my wife thinks I enjoy her cooking.
That's
Okay, wow. Start a fight over there.
Whoa. Yeah.
Kidding.
Yeah. I would love to see that reveal happen one day.
That'd be fun.
You want to know the secret ingredient?
Yeah. you usually do that with your kids, you know, when you try to say, I don't like broccoli. You go, well, you've been eating it for the last 3 months. I just did it. Yeah. Right? That sort of thing. I'm thinking my husband wishes I kept secrets. I share way too much, says one texter. That's funny. Those are funny.
My secret, texter says, is my that I've been hoarding pennies, dimes, nickels, and quarters for almost 14 years. This year, for our 25th anniversary, I'm surprising my wife with a six-week European vacation.
Wow.
Wow. With all that change? That's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a good one. Caitlin, another one?
I was 25 years old and still a virgin. I had gone on numerous dates, but just never found someone I wanted to share that with. It came up in conversation during those dates and apparently was always a turnoff, and it led to people not wanting to continue to go out. I then went on a date and I made up having some experience. Said I had a couple partners in the past, not much, but something anyway. Fast forward a decade later and I'm happily married to this person, but she still doesn't know she's my first and only. Isn't that sweet?
It is sweet. It's very, very sweet. But I feel like if I had that secret, I'd have fun with it. Like, yeah, break it in. Give the baseball glove, break it in. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting.
Says still keeping it to this day. As the years went on, it's never come up and doesn't seem important enough to correct.
Yeah, sometimes those things just kind of fade away, don't they? That's all right. Sometimes things you don't have to share.
I haven't told my hubby that I was once married in another country and may still be married. Because I didn't officially get a divorce. That is unbelievable.
Wow.
Take that to the grave. I don't know if you want to reveal that.
That would be a game changer.
That's a game changer.
On so many levels.
Yeah, well, listen, the moral of the story is we all got them.
Yep.
Some of those secrets are a little heavier than the one you're holding right now. So just relax. It's the E-Talk Entertainment Update brought to you by IKEA. Give late nights a rest. The IKEA bedroom event is on now. Get 15% off all bed frames until February 18th. See your nearest store or IKEA.ca for details. Tracy Melcher, what's up?
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic you're looking this morning.
Oh,
wow.
Thank you.
What's the occasion? What are you doing?
I'm going on TV.
Okay.
But I also dressed up for you guys, you know,
because it's
radio. Doesn't mean I can't visually be stimulating for you.
Thank you.
I know that sounded really
good. I'm going to let it stay
okay,
right there.
I'm going to talk about Justin Bieber.
Trust me, I read the HR manual. I'm leaving it.
What's going on with the Biebs?
They are on the new issue of Vogue and the cover. Hailey and Biebs, they look just beautiful and in love, and her diamond is very much front and center. They've talked about the fact that the secret to their relationship is, any guesses?
Tattoos.
Celibacy.
Oh.
Yes,
oh.
A celibacy.
Really?
Yes. Justin said he had a legitimate problem with sex when he began his relationship with Hailey again when they first picked up in June of 2018. And he had already been celibate for more than a year.
So what was the problem? Did he go into detail about that?
Well, you know what he said? According to him, God doesn't ask us not to have sex for him because he wants rules and stuff. He said that God's trying to protect you from hurt and pain. Mm. And he says he thinks sex can cause a lot of pain. So sometimes people have sex because they don't feel good enough, because they lack self-worth. Women do that. Guys do that. He says he wanted to rededicate himself to God. And he felt it was better for his soul.
That photograph is beautiful.
Isn't it stunning?
That Vogue cover is pretty
It's
epic.
Unbelievable.
And look at that ring.
I'm going to post this on our socials.
I didn't want to, you know,
got to check it out.
Be too presumptuous, but I thought it's just a fabulous cover. And speaking of fabulous, so I think this is going to be inspiration for my Vogue cover with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, dear. You're fantasizing again.
I'm trying to manifest this reality. So he is saying that he was the Oscars' first choice to host this year. You know, he put it on his social media, and he wanted to. He said that he was busy with Jumanji and filming Jumanji, and they said they all tried hard to make the schedules work, but it just didn't. They couldn't figure it out. But he said he'd always be open to do it in years to come.
But there's a point that Caitlin made earlier. Isn't Kevin Hart in Jumanji? And he had time. I just want to say.
Yes, I know. But they're always like going kibitzing back and forth, you know? So who knows? You know, he could be just doing a little tongue in cheek to get back at Kevin Hart.
All right.
You know, he's the rock and Kevin Hart's the little baby boulder. little baby pebble.
We'll call him Pebbles.
Somebody who's nobody's pebble is Pink. She was on Ellen yesterday and she previewed a bit of her new song called Walk Me Home.
Walk me, this is the wrong key. Walk me home in the dead of night. I can't be alone with all that's on my mind. Say you'll stay with me tonight, 'cause there is so much wrong going on outside. That's part of it.
Okay. See, here's the deal.
She's the real deal.
She never misses.
What? No, she doesn't.
Never misses on what she says, what she does, how she performs.
I'm a
all
fan.
Right. Okay, I love her. CTV's E-Talk is on tonight at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
And you're going to have the CSA announcements about...
On your morning at 8:30.
Okay, all right.
And then 8:15 CB24.
Awesome. Tracy Melcher.
But then have Chem on at the same time.
Okay, ready? Are you ready for this? You're everywhere.
Everywhere.
That's the old logo.
I love the E-Talk people. They know everything. Everything.
Well.
It's unbelievable.
Well.
Eight of them. Someone knows everything. Did you know that single men by... medical definition now, they've done the research, that single men actually naturally smell worse than men who are in relationships. And there is a specific reason for this.
Are they on the search for a mate?
Somehow, a little bit. Yeah, that's close.
Yeah, that's close.
It's a two-way thing. Uh-huh. The thing is that when you're single for a man, for some reason, you're releasing more testosterone, which leads to more body odor, you know, like in the little crevices of the body.
Don't say crevice.
The little nooks and crannies.
It's elevated scent.
Elevated scent.
And
is
it's
something.
Apparently it's supposed to be intoxicating, but sometimes it's not.
No, but women now are actually... somehow, even though it doesn't smell the best, subtly attracted to it.
Yeah.
So if you're a single woman and you're looking for men, they're somehow wired into our olfactory nerves and sensory systems that when you're single, you have a certain smell or an undertone in your scent. And for a man, you're releasing this smell.
Okay. All right.
That's how it works.
By the way, married women can be attracted to it, too. You don't have to be a single woman to be attracted to that.
Very good point.
Right, right. So that's interesting. So that, and sometimes it's a little stronger than you'd prefer.
Yeah, I guess so. So they did research. They said that it shows women have evolved a sniff-out kind of technique to know that, you know, guy's single. He just kind of smells single. I know he smells married. You know, that works. Let me ask you guys another question, Marilyn's cracking up over there. How do you tell somebody that there's an odor? Like, there's got to be a way. We haven't figured this out yet as a society, but let's try to figure it out today. How do you tell somebody that there's an odor issue, whether it be breath, whether it be body, where it be ever anything, but that you smell something? I don't know why smell became such. I mean, we'll tell somebody when a couple hairs are out of place on
something stuck in your tooth.
Yeah, something stuck in your tooth. But we feel so weird about odor. I don't know why.
I tell you why.
Why?
Because it is invasive.
Because it's invasive?
And it's affecting me. Your scent or your thing is invasive. Now, some people have no filters when it comes to telling people that they smell.
If you're my dad, you're just walking right on that elevator and being like, whoa!
Who didn't shower today?
Right in here. Like, oh, yeah. He would
just so that's where you get that just outlandish say what's on my mind thing.
And I have friends like that, too. Like, I have friends who've done that. I have a one of my very best friends is notorious for, like, if someone doesn't smell good, he'll say, have you been eating... have you been eating a certain kind of sandwich? Like, have you been eating poop sandwiches?
I remember I went to the salon once to get my hair done. And I was sitting in the chair. This was a long time ago. I was sitting in the chair. And I smelled garlic. I was like, what the hell is that smell? Like, what is that? And then I stopped. I said, wait a second. That's me. I was like, I smell like... because I ate garlic the day before. And then I asked the stylist, I said, hey, do you smell the garlic? And she said, mm-hmm. I was like... that's me. I was like, help.
Because you're in a cloud of garlic.
Yeah, well, I mean, garlic is one of those things that actually not even comes out of your mouth. It comes out your pores, too. Yeah, it really does. Yeah. So I noticed it, and I was horrified. We were talking a couple minutes ago about a little factoid we stumbled upon. Single men kind of stink a little bit more. For a reason, just because single men release more testosterone, and there's some kind of biological thing for that, so that women can detect by scent very, very subtly, too, that you smell single.
You smell sick?
Wow.
It's, yeah. Yeah,
it seems like a cool joke.
It's a, well, it's a caveman. It's a caveman kind of thing.
Listen, according to what I'm reading here, they actually like the smell.
I don't know.
And you don't even realize. I don't know. We can do our own test.
There's something about it.
But then we were speaking about how do you let somebody know that they're not really smelling so good? I always struggle with telling somebody about their breath. I wish it wasn't that way. I wish it was just like as simple as like telling someone that their hair is out of order. Like you could just say, hey, yeah, what's up with your breath today? It doesn't even sound right. Me saying it, right? It makes me feel weird. Because I don't want to hurt someone's feelings.
Hey, there's something in your teeth, like a broccoli, piece of broccoli or something.
That's
green.
Easy to tell
That's
someone, Marilyn.
That's so easy.
Marilyn, I once dated somebody who, her breath was really, really bad. And we stayed together for a good, decent time, like a year or change or so.
How did you manage?
I don't know. I know Kaylin's looking at me like I'm crazy. I never had the heart to tell her. And I was just like, gosh, I wish she could get this breath thing together. We'd probably be together forever. I'll stay in. But
That's shocking to me.
I could tell every time she got in my car.
What? Oh, and you dated?
What?
You were up close and personal with this situation.
I know, right?
You had to kiss. You had to kiss her. And
I can't do it.
I'm so sorry, but it's true.
That was a deal breaker for me.
It could have been a deal breaker, but I really liked it. But I literally struggled every time I was close to it. I even wrote out some like this is how I'm going to do it. This is how I'm going to do it. And I never did it. How do you tell somebody that you're not really feeling the smell? We have Jordana on the line. Hey, Jordana, how did you tell someone that they had bad body odor?
One way that I sort of eased into it was if you kind of say, oh, you know, what deodorant are you using? And it's funny, I don't really smell the deodorant that much on you. Have you ever tried this type?
Yo, that's messed up.
How did it?
Really well.
Did it work?
Yeah, of course, because I'm not trying to be mean about it and say, like, you know, someone tells, but it's just you're just trying to ease into it and just ask some questions. And
let me run that back, Jordana. What deodorant are you using? It's not working so well. Okay.
Wow.
They weren't offended?
No.
Well done, Jordana. That's a win-win.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Jordana. That's very funny. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Take care.
Boy, she is brave. Way to go, Jordana.
Connie, how does Connie tell someone that they have bad breath?
I usually offer them a piece of gum.
So you just say, let's hear it. Just play it out.
I'll pull out a gum out of my purse. I'll put one in my mouth and say, would you like a gum?
What if they say no?
Oh, dear. Then I just put it back in my purse and move on.
Yeah.
Thank you, Connie.
Thanks, Connie. Good morning, Chum. What's your name?
Paul Bates.
Okay, Paul, tell us your story.
No, I just use the old Clint Eastwood saying, pull people aside and say, listen, buddy, your mouthwash just ain't making it.
Thanks, Paul.
That's awesome.
All right.
Texas, Jamar, come to work in a kindergarten class. Those little kids just say straight up, what smells funny? Or something stinky. I'm not doing that. How do you tell somebody that their breath is just not up to par this morning? Let me know.
The Leafs are training here in Toronto this morning, not just because they beat Ottawa last night, but because you can check out their annual outdoor practice today. It's free to attend, takes place at Nathan Phillips Square, but space is limited, so get there early because it starts at noon, and every year, this is a big deal. It's packed. The full team's going to be there.
Wow.
So this is exciting.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it is. Pink is trending because she was on with Ellen yesterday, and she previewed a bit of her new song, which had people very excited, called Walk Me Home.
Walk me, this is the wrong key. Walk me home in the dead of night. I can't be alone with all that's on my mind. Say you'll stay with me tonight, 'cause there is so much wrong going on outside. That's part of it.
What it must feel like to be Pink.
Yeah.
Just so awesome.
Just put on the spot and you're like, oh, this is how I'm going to sing. Randomly in front of everyone. So she also announced that she has a new album coming out. It's called Hurts to Be Human. She thinks that single will be out in 2 weeks and the full album will be coming in April. So that's excellent news.
Oh, that is good news.
The New York Times is trending. Despite being labeled the failing New York Times repeatedly by Donald Trump, it's just been announced that they have added 265,000 digital subscribers in their fourth quarter. It's the largest gain since the period immediately following the 2016 presidential election. They set an ambitious target of having 10 million paying customers by 2025.
I love that paper so much.
It's a great paper. I love
the weekend edition.
Yes. And the crosswords. And you know what else they have? They have some excellent podcasts.
Yes, they do. You're right. They do.
They have an excellent podcast called The Daily. If you want to just get a quick rundown of news, The Daily by The New York Times is great. And also, trending here in Canada, something to do with The New York Times, they have an op-ed written today that's called Thank God for Canada. And if you look at Twitter right now, you'll see the number one trending topic in Toronto and in Canada is simply the headline, Thank God for Canada. And the gist of it is, we are said to be playing an important role of global moral leader on issues like Saudi Arabia and immigration. We're being called the moral leader of the free world, and Canadians are going, hey, we'll take it.
Look at that.
We'll take it.
All right. Nice change of events.
I'm sure lots of people won't agree, but but we'll take it.
I'm so proud of our country. I don't have to defend it anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
you know, I don't want to say anything, but that former, mayor that we had, I never said I was from Toronto when he was mayor. Now I go, yeah, I'm from Canada.
That's awesome.
And now you have other people defending us for us, because it's not very Canadian to brag about how Canadian we are.
So, I'm so proud to be Canadian. Welcome to Canada, Jamar McNeil.
Yeah, we'll have to change the song from Blame Canada to Ask Canada. You might need our advice.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.